This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wednesday at 8 a.m., a 16-page order took effect. It curtails most business activity and most movement in the state of Wisconsin for the next month. Governor Tony Evers has called it a, quote, safer at home order, but there are questions about what staying home will mean for Wisconsinites and what will still be allowed while the order is in effect. Some of those questions have come from the audience through Wisconsin. To answer them, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson spoke with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson.
Sean, before we get into the details of the order, let's go back a bit. We were getting questions from listeners early on in this outbreak asking why the governor didn't take such steps earlier on. What has the governor said about why he decided this was necessary after he had earlier said he wanted to avoid it?
Yeah, he had said as recently as Friday that he did not want to issue an order like this. And he says what changed is that he heard from healthcare professionals who urged him to take this step. You heard a pretty severe warning here today from the Department of Health Services saying that if the state of Wisconsin did nothing, 22,000 people would be hospitalized. There would be 440 to 1,500 deaths. And thousands would need hospital beds by April 8th. They said that the state would exceed its hospital capacity. And so that is why you heard Governor Tony Evers take this additional step to restrict people's movements and hopefully slow the spread of the new coronavirus.
Now, the governor has put forward several other orders, including the closure of K through 12 public and private schools. What does this order, now that it's out, do that wasn't already in place?
You know, there are a lot of exemptions to this order. The order itself is really a list of exemptions by and large. There are some new things, though, that are included in this. New prohibitions. For example, door-to-door solicitation, you can't do that anymore. The order explicitly says all public and private gatherings of any number of people that are not part of a single household are banned. Playgrounds are closed, and so are other places of public amusement and activity. So places like movie theaters, places like those are banned. And then you have different types of stores that are banned, like clothing stores are banned, stores that are not deemed essential by the state.
And what is that definition? What is an essential business or service as the state now sees it?
The definition of essential under this order is really, pages and pages long. And if a business is wondering whether they fit that definition, they should probably call the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, who will be providing those answers. I think by and large, the list of businesses that are essential are anything having to do with food. So if you make food, you sell food, you're essential. Pretty much anything having to do with infrastructure, and that is interpreted pretty broadly. Anything having to do with telecommuting. So we're all being told to stay at home right now. I'm talking to you from home. Any equipment that has to do with telecommuting is deemed essential. And anything having to do with healthcare, that's really the big thing. If you are a healthcare worker or a healthcare business, you are essential in the eyes of the state.
I guess the reason that the state might want people to call in to the Wisconsin Economic Development Authority is because of that potential for interpretation. You know, you could envision a shop that does mostly business that would be considered non-essential under this order. But if they were really trying to find a way to stay open, they could say, oh, well, we also have that fridge in the corner that has containers of milk and juice. So we're selling food and therefore that makes us an essential service.
Yeah. And if you want to take a less ambiguous example, somebody like Walmart, you think about them as like a big box store. They sell a lot of things, but I think you look at this order, if Walmart sells groceries, and they do, then they're going to be open under this order. So I think a lot of the trick to reading this order is that you have to look for what's not there, basically. There's nowhere in there that says explicitly that certain very specific types of stores are closed, but if they're not referred to, they may indeed be closed.
The order does include explicit penalties for violating the order. What are those?
Yeah, it's enforceable by law enforcement, including county sheriffs. Violation or obstruction of this order is punishable by up to 30 days imprisonment or up to a $250 fine. So that, I got to say, is not new. That law has been on the books. We've covered it here a few weeks ago. We didn't know that it would be so prevalent at the time. But the state has mentioned that law in previous orders. I think the difference on this one is that they spelled it out. This is they spelled out the fact that people could go to prison for violating this. Although every time state officials talk about this, they try to downplay that and say, look, that's a worst case scenario. Best case scenario is people just comply.
And for those who say are not part of an essential business or service, are going to be staying home for a while, what all does that mean when we say stay home? I mean, health officials have said, like, you can go for a walk around the neighborhood, but how often can you go to the grocery store, for example? How often should people be taking essential trips out?
I think should and can are two questions. You know, should, you hear public health officials and the governor saying you should limit the amount of times you go to the grocery store. You should limit your interactions, but there's no prohibition on when you can go to the grocery store. You can go to the grocery store. They're going to be open. So that is allowed, but I guess people are encouraged to do it sparingly. And you can leave your house. You can leave your house. This was stressed by the state that you can do that. But they also say you should keep a distance of 6 feet from people while you're outside. And, you know, you should consider, this is something the DHS said in a briefing today, limit your interactions to a group of five people, not at any time, but at all times. That is like the circle of people around you should be five. So that's something we haven't heard before.
Does the order say anything about voting in the election, which is April 7th? That's not that far away.
No, that is still an open question about how that is going to proceed, because you're seeing a number of local officials shut down their in-person absentee voting and protest very loudly and say that they can't conduct an in-person election. They're asking the state to conduct a mail-in election for everybody, which would be unprecedented in Wisconsin. You have a partial mail-in election going in right now. The state is just getting pounded by requests for absentee ballots, which you can still make at myvote.wi.gov.